Thank you, everybody. It's very nice to be here this evening. I'd like to thank the Education Justice Committee for inviting me to speak, and certainly Sally for helping me to organize. And the panelists have been very gracious the last few weeks. We've been chatting on the email and by phone to organize the event for you this evening. So I just want to thank everybody for participating. I just have a few opening remarks before I introduce the panelists. What I'd like to say is that we live in interesting times right now. Every day, education is under fire from somewhere. In the media, we've seen it on NBC's Education Nation, films like Waiting for Superman, and a recent issue of Time magazine devoted to bad teachers, all feeding into a frenzy of a crisis in American education. According to Diane Ravitch, an over-reliance and misuse of testing and data have created this sense of crisis in public education, which lends credibility to claims that American education is in decline and failing. Public education is in crisis, but only so far as society is, and only so far as this new narrative of crisis has destabilized it. To be sure, there are some political and private entities pushing an agenda with solutions to this perceived crisis. They have money and they have influence. They want more high-stakes testing. They want to close public schools. They support privately funded public charter schools and vouchers. And they are okay with children being taught by minimally prepared teachers. Their rhetoric is couched in democratic language about equity and high-quality education for all children in America, but their reform agenda seems to contradict their language by offering solutions that cut funding to public education and then require that everyone compete for what's left over and race to the top of what I'm not sure. Tonight's panelists use their experience and expertise and give their time to grassroots causes that are taking on some of these irrational fears and behaviors. And they are Deborah Cuernavaca, who is the legislative director for New Jersey Working Families, an organization that works for social and economic equity for all people in New Jersey. As part of her job, she coordinates Better Choices for New Jersey, a broad and diverse coalition of partners that unite to advocate for revenue and funding to the programs and essential social services that our state should provide. Deborah has been a public school activist for many years and has worked previously for Save Our Schools New Jersey and NJEA. She lives in East Brunswick, where her three children attend public school. Deborah is president of the East Brunswick Library Board of Trustees and is on the board of PULSE. She has a PhD in anthropological archaeology. Christine Magui is the mother of two public school children. She became active on school issues in 2010 when she organized SOS Montclair to stop threatened school closures due to state budget cuts. She now advocates for progressive education locally with Montclair Cares About Schools and statewide with SOS New Jersey. Junius Williams is a nationally recognized attorney, musician, educator, and independent thinker who has been at the forefront of the civil rights and human rights movements in the country for decades. His life in the movement in the South and the North has been chronicled in the Civil Rights History Project, a collaborative initiative of the Library of Congress and the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. He was the youngest president of the National Bar Association, the oldest and largest organization of black attorneys in the US, and was listed as one of the 100 most influential blacks in America in Ebony Magazine. Junius ran for mayor of Newark and now teaches leadership and community organization at Rutgers University, Newark, based on lessons outlined in his new book, Unfinished Agenda, Urban Politics in the Era of Black Power. Sharon Smith is a wife and mother of five children and an organizer. She is co-founder and executive director of Pulse. And since Pulse's inception, Sharon has organized around policy change to ensure that parents and students have a voice in the decision-making process. Jean McTavish is a 28-year veteran educator, and since 2001, she has been the principal of Edward A. Reynolds Westside High School in New York City. Jean has earned degrees in anthropology and education, special education, and is a doctoral candidate in education administration at Teachers College. Jean frequently participates on panels and presents workshops focusing on her school's implementation of the Common Core standards. In addition, Jean's two children attend the Ridgewood Public Schools. Jean is an organizer for United Opt Out and SOS New Jersey, and she works with a variety of other like-minded organizations such as Change the Stakes, Reclaiming the Conversation, and EDU4. We will hear from each panelist about the work they're doing in their communities, and then invite the audience to ask questions and have a conversation about our issues and concerns. Junius?